Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. From Wonkybot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Annoying, right?
I mean, Mr. Barrington talked to our parents?
I'm sure my mother just loved getting that phone call. Here, just hold Potion while I get him a snack.
Sure. Hi, Potion Ocean.
You need to brush your teeth.
Oh my god, did you hear what he just said to me?
Your breath reeks. You ate that garlic thing last night, remember?
Oh, yeah. Look, Chloe and Seth are coming out of the building.
Hey, losers. Payback's gonna be so sweet.
Shaking in my boots.
Are you seriously that dumb to threaten us in front of the faculty building?
I'm not threatening you. I'm making a promise.
Whatever.
Go choke on a spell, witch.
What did you just say? Anissa Reverie.
Chris, no witchcraft. Soundboy's right. Look where we are. Just let them go.
You have a point. Green, Reynolds, this isn't over.
Because your threats worked so well last time. Bye, Priscilla.
Later!
Can't wait to knock those smug smiles off their little... Pris, what is it?
I don't know. A wave of something. Dark.
Dark?
Evil.
Evil is here. Something to fear. It's very, very near. Better listen to me, dear.
Potion is really creeping me out.
It's his prophecy powers. And I can feel it too. Rippling through me. A shadow force. Something wicked is happening right here on campus, Felicity. Something very wicked. And I love the way it makes me feel.
let us go. Mr. Sinclair, help me.
Mr. Barrington, we're down in the chamber. Help us, please.
No.
Miss Callahan, Tara, why?
It's so complicated, Mr. Barrington.
Then why didn't you just come to me like you always have?
Because I'm 15, Mr. Barrington. I thought I could handle it on my own.
Being a superhero doesn't mean you always have to have all the answers, Tara. It means being wise enough to know when you don't. And when you need to ask for help.
I understand.
I want to play you something. A message I received from the High Council's newest watchdog, an AI named Amy. Apparently she's a synthetic therapist created to help superheroes and others in our community discuss their problems. She's not winning any fans, I assure you. I've been hearing people are very unhappy they're being forced to talk to her.
Hello. This is Amy with a message for Mr. Barrington. I would like to schedule an appointment with you to discuss recent matters that have transpired on the Power University campus.
Sounds delightful, doesn't she?
I would also like to set up an appointment to speak with one of your students, Tara Callahan.
Me?
I'm afraid so. The Council of the Extraordinaires. That's the organization that governs the superheroes and secret college campuses around the world. Well, they've been cracking down lately. They got word about the plutonium leak here on campus, so naturally they want to talk to me. And now, they've been tipped off that you left campus.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Barrington.
I'm only sharing this to illustrate that there are consequences to every action. What is it, Tara? I see it in your eyes. Something has broken you. What happened when you confronted Dr. Epic?
I learned something. Something about my
excuse me. Visual on?
Hello, Mr. Barrington.
Dr. Montgomery, what can I help you with?
We have a situation with Mrs. DuPont, sir.
Aunt Lucinda.
She insisted on speaking to me in person about what happened to you. She has an appointment with me momentarily. Why don't you go back to the dorms, Miss Callahan? I'll handle Auntie Lucinda the same way I handle all the other parents.
Okay.
We'll continue this discussion later. Dr. Montgomery, on my way.
Mr. Barrington! Mr. Barrington!
Miss Fansby, I'm due downstairs to greet an outsider in teleportation.
How did it go with the renegade gang?
You mean the students?
Same difference. I think the whole lot of them should be expelled. Miss Green, Mr. Reynolds, Miss Ashcroft, Miss Valkenberg, and especially Miss Callahan.
Miss Fansby, please.
Rules have been broken, Mr. Barrington.
They are all being appropriately disciplined with temporary in-campus suspensions and limited extracurricular activities on campus for the next 2 weeks.
Lightweight. Back in my day, they would have all been bounced out on their ears.
This isn't the Dark Ages, Miss Fansby. It's the 21st century. We take a kinder, gentler approach with young minds.
Well, they've got you right where they want you.
Sounds like something Mr. Sinclair would say. By the way, where is Mr. Sinclair? I'd have thought he'd be doing a happy dance down the faculty halls with students being reprimanded. Have you seen him this morning?
No.
Odd. The last time I saw him was last night, in Radcliffe Chamber, when I was with...
With whom?
Mrs. Biddlesback.
Oh, my wretched twin sister. Even her name gives me chills. Luckily, our paths haven't crossed since she's been here.
Unfortunately, ours have. We almost came head to head when she ridiculously claimed she'd had an encounter with Mr. Edavine.
Edavine? Do you mean the former Power U headmaster, Ajax Edavine?
Yes. Wasn't he the headmaster during your early days here at Power U?
Yes.
I thought so. I told her it was impossible she'd spoken to him. The man's been deceased for...
Spoken to him?
That's what she said.
I have to go, Mr. Barrington. Excuse me.
Of course.
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trikus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. From Wonkybot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Dr. Montgomery... Where's Mrs. DuPont?
She's refusing to teleport unless we sign an insurance policy that guarantees her atoms won't get lost in the transfer. Or as she puts it, scrambled in the blender.
She does have a way with words.
And then she insisted we also teleport her assistant, someone named Abigail Pruitt.
Ms. Pruitt? Ugh, the very thought sends a chill down my spine.
Yeah, sound like real winners. And this is why I like to stay as far away from the admin building as I can. By the way, when did you say I could resume work back in the labs?
When I get to the bottom of exactly who cleared you and your team to work with plutonium in a college campus laboratory, Doctor.
Right. So, do we give in to Mrs. DuPont's demands, or what do you want to do?
Yes. I'll sign the documents.
All right. Data entered and... delivered. Locking into Mrs. DuPont and Miss Pruitt now.
This should be fun.
Atoms are starting to assemble on the platform now, Mr. Barrington.
Where am I?
Oh my goodness, Madam Mayor, are you all right?
I don't know. Am I in one piece? Did I make it?
You made it, Mrs. DuPont.
Adams scrambled like liquid in a blender. It's unnatural.
Very unnatural.
Welcome, ladies, to Power University.
First Quadrant. This is Jana Corin from the Gavadian shuttlecraft, 094-2. Can you read us? I repeat, this is the Gavadian shuttlecraft, 094-2. Still nothing. Released from an ice prison by a human girl after 50 years, only to be lost in space. Computer, an engine report.
Engine is holding steady. Power levels low.
Greetings, Empress.
Save the formalities. What is our location?
Third quadrant, passing the omnipotent moon, Your Majesty.
No sign of Nimbokian warships?
None so far.
And Azora? Have you managed to make contact yet?
I'm afraid not, Your Majesty.
What's happening?
Sensors detecting an enormous power field straight ahead, impacting engine power.
On screen. A fire grid of space energy, pulsating.
Engine's not responding.
This vessel does not have the power to withstand an energy surge of that nature. It will engulf our vessel into oblivion.
We are being hailed, Your Majesty.
Open communications.
What if it is Nimbokian? We would stand no chance against them.
Open communications.
This is Commander Wyndon Jabeen, First Quadrant. Come in. Gavadian, are you there?
It's the Zorian. Commander, this is the Empress.
What is your location?
Third Quadrant, 7425.8. Sitting idle near the Omnipotent Moon, Commander. Engine's dead. We're being pulled toward a power grid.
Accessing your shuttlecraft computer boards now. Plotting an emergency course. Stand by.
Energy grid in 10. 9. 8.
Hurry, Commander. We are being sucked into the power field.
7. 6. 5.
It mustn't end this way. It can't. By the sons of Gideus.
Connection successful. Engines ignited. Rerouted for hyperspace.
View screen.
Look. Azora.
We have returned.
Mission successful, Gavadian. Welcome back.
My day of revenge grows near.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name? Fool.
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Krog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?